are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody. And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 5 minutes past the hour and just hours, or depending on where you live, minutes away from 2013. Happy, happy New Year. It's frustrating because we want to go into this new year really positive, gung-ho, and, you know, I turn on the news today and all we're hearing is fiscal cliffs and are they getting closer, are they not getting closer to an agreement? If they do get closer, it's going to be a half-assed deal that was rushed and we're still going to look at our taxes go up. That's not how we want to go into a new year. Well, I need to apologize because I got to add more to this. Apparently, in big medical news, the doctors are warning us about how to open a champagne bottle. They say champagne corks can put an eye out. Now, from what we understand, this is a common enough malady such that they need to do mass warning. Hence, I need to instruct you all on what to do with your champagne. Dr. Monica L. Monica. Yep, I guess her first and last name are the same. An ophthalmologist and spokeswoman for the American Academy of Ophthalmology said the speed at which a champagne cork can be unleashed is fast enough to permanently damage vision, including rupture of the eye wall, causing acute glaucoma, retinal detachment, ocular bleeding, dislocation of the lens, and damage to the eye's bone structure. Now, even though in radio we're only really concerned about your ears, I'm a doctor. I'm concerned about all your body parts. So, yes, I am concerned about this. They say the pressure inside a champagne bottle can launch a cork 50 miles per hour as it leaves the bottle, and like you've seen in the movies, it could shatter glass. I'm sorry. Yeah, a lot of us will pass gas as the champagne cork hits the glass. I had to cover that one up there for a second there. All right, they say when a champagne cork flies, you really have no time to react and protect your delicate eye, said Dr. Monica Monica. That's her name, Monica Monica. Now, the American Academy of Ophthalmology has given, this always happens before any holiday, before we have fun, right? A group of doctors always have to be a downer, but, we need the advice. They say chill sparkling wine and champagne to 45 degrees or colder before opening. The cork of a warm bottle is more likely to pop unexpectedly. Now, I don't know about you all, but my fridge is always full, and I'm not saying full of food, full of crap, right? I tell the kids to drink their milk or their orange juice. They don't, so they hide that in the fridge. There's Capri Sun boxes in there with no Capri Sun for the last 2 months. We have pots, because for some reason all our Tupperware is missing, don't ask. So we have pots of soup from a week old. So we have no room in our fridge, let alone for champagne. But they say to chill the wine or chill the champagne, I guess, in ice. All right. I'm not a drinker, so and I'm not supposed to urge any form of drinking. But for those of you that do, not drinker, that my radio personality is not a drinker. You're supposed to chill the wine and champagne to 45 degrees. It's safer on the cork. They say do not shake the bottle like most people do. Shaking increases the speed at which the cork leaves the bottle. I know, I'm taking out all the fun. Point the bottle at a 45-degree angle towards your mother-in-law. No. Away from yourself. And stop it. That's not nice, people. Point the bottle at a 45-degree angle away from yourself and any bystanders and hold down the cork with the palm of your hand while removing the wire hood on the bottle. Okay, so let me get this straight. If it'll still project 50 miles an hour, have any corks ever gone through people's hands? They say place a towel over the entire top of the bottle and grasp the cork. Oh, I get it. The cork is naked, so at least you have a towel to cover it up. Twist the bottle while holding the cork. I said cork with an R. While holding the cork at a, come on, this is a clean family show. While holding at a 45-degree angle to break the seal, counter the force of the cork using downward pressure as the cork breaks free from the bottle. All right. You guys got all that? Okay. No, I mean, eye injuries are important. I mean, people do stupid things, you know, when they're drinking and everybody wants to see the bubbles and make a mess. I'm lucky. We're going to a friend's house. So I don't have to have the mess at my house. I also don't have to spend whatever they charge. What is it, 100 plus 200, you know, bucks a plate to go out to a restaurant for New Year's? I don't know. So we get to go to a friend's house, which is really, really good because I think she's going to have karaoke. Where there's a microphone, there's a Dr. Dahlia. Absolutely. So I'm going to be too busy, with the microphone. So I'm not going to be sitting there helping. But, you know, I got to be honest. When I did 10 bar for a little bit, I had a heck of a time with corks. A heck of a time. And I kept breaking the cork into the wine bottle. And my boss was livid. I could do everything else. I've never been able to deal with the corks and the bottles correctly. Now, speaking of eye injuries, my husband calls me up coming back from the archery range. And he said he nearly busted his eyeball because as he was, I guess, pulling out the arrows, he didn't realize that one could have been in his peripheral, and it hit, like, we're talking millimeters from his lateral canthus of his eye. So he wakes up today with a big, huge shiner. Now, of course, you know, people are going to blame the wife, you know, spousal abuse. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on air, because if he claims, if this has been his way out, you know, to get out of the marriage, he's got a shiner. I mean, it looks like it could have been perfectly done by one of my dainty fists. And, you know, I'm going to be taken away for spousal abuse, but I didn't do it. That he has got a nasty black eye. And what's very interesting is he was hit on the lateral part, you know, the outside part of the eye, and he's bruised all the way to the inner. Now, you know, of course, I called him every name in the book because, you know, he should know better. Right? I mean, you know, arrow safety is crucial, especially since he took my older son with him. But, you know, I mean, he's got a black eye. He feels bad. No sense my saying I told you so. But dang, these eye injuries, they are scary. So we're just thanking God that he didn't lose his eye, and I hope all of you are safe. All right, don't go away on this special New Year's show.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Adalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI on this beautiful and pretty cold New Year's Eve. Well, this is usually the part of the show where I have to talk to you all about hangovers, why you get a hangover, what is a hangover, and what to do to help prevent one. And no, I'm not going to just sit here and say don't drink. I mean, I understand this is New Year's. Look, I can't look like a geek or a dork on air, okay? It's New Year's Eve, for crying out loud. I know you guys are going to drink, okay? But just many of you ask me, well, why would you even have a hangover? What is it? Why are you tired? Why are you nauseous? Why are you fatigued? Is it more than just the alcohol? Are there different types of alcohol that we should avoid? You know, because New Year's Day, again, you know, many of us, we don't really have anywhere to go or nothing to do on New Year's Day. I don't. I still have to go to the office. I still have to check on labs. I still have to yell at the kids, right? You know, I still want to entertain my mom, do something. So, you know, I still have to be functional. I can't be running around with a headache, and I get enough headaches. So, you know, to start, some of the obvious is alcohol is very desiccating. And by desiccating, it means it dehydrates or dries out. So, obviously, alcohol makes you urinate more. It also has a drying effect that could cause headaches, dry mouth, fatigue. So one thing we always recommend is fluids, 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 and hydrate. I remember in college, our friends used to tell us, drink extra water to recreate the buzz. You would get a little bit of a buzz, almost like, you know, how it was explained to, you know, us dodo freshmen, that when you drink extra water, it brings the alcohol back through for another rush. I don't think so. I think drinking the fluid helps your brain feel a little better, so you get that little boost of energy because you were dehydrating. So, and you know, think about it. If you're drinking alcohol for how many hours on end, you're really not drinking water. Yeah, you could have a scotch and water, but that's usually not the top choice of drinks. Now, the liver is supposed to break the ethanol down, the alcohol down. There's supposed to be enzymes produced from the liver. Now, if you want a really nice breakdown, about.com comes up with this really nicely with a nice big font for those of us that don't have our reading glasses. But I like the way that they bulleted this for us. So there's these reactions that happen when the enzymes break any sort of chemical down in the liver. Now, one such thing that ends up happening is if the liver is being taxed to break down certain components that aren't the healthiest to them, then maybe the liver isn't doing its job that it's supposed to do day after day. So one theory is glucose. When your liver makes sugar, glucose, for you to live and be able to survive days on end without food until you finally die of starvation, most people can go about a week because the liver makes glucose. Well, if your liver is being taxed dealing with a substance that's not healthy for it, it doesn't seem to have as much time to do things that it's supposed to keep you healthy. Hence, glucose production. So they say a lot of the fatigue, weakness, moodiness, decreased attention could be because you have lack of glucose. This is why we always tell people when you drink alcohol, you run a risk of being hypoglycemic. People don't understand that. They think alcohol raises your sugars. You could become diabetic. You can. Long term, you can. But we don't want our diabetics drinking alcohol because they could become hypoglycemic, less natural glucose production. Does that make sense? A diabetic has a messed up type of system in terms of producing glucose, making glucose, absorbing glucose, insulin sensitivity, insulin resistance. We talked about all that. I won't bore you again with the details. But if you already have a very vulnerable system with your sugar, and I'm not diabetic yet, but we have diabetes in the family, so I check myself every year. Thank God my sugar looked good this year. Phew! But I'm watching it every year. I know I am going to have to be very, very careful if I decide to drink. Okay? Now, the congeners. Congeners are these byproducts of alcohol fermentation. And these things exaggerate the hangover. Now, remember we talked about how your darker alcohol, this was last year around New Year's, your darker alcohol has more of these byproducts. Like in your brandy, whiskey, red wine. That's why a lot of us get headaches with red wine, but not white. Now, your vodka and your white wine has less of these congeners. Now, your cheaper alcohols have less of a filtration process, so you'll have more congeners, and that'll also put you more in line for a hangover. Now, you know, sweet drinks, some people think that, you know, when you have the extra sugar in the drink, that could also contribute to the severity of a hangover. I mean, it can, but in science, we think the reason why these fruity drinks or these sugary drinks are adding like soda, having like a Jack and Coke, etc., it sweetens the alcohol. And when it sweetens the alcohol, you're going to be more inclined to drink alcohol. You know, one thing I learned from Rick Harrison on Pawn Stars was that, you know, the reason why mixed drinks came to be is during the Prohibition, alcohol was so nasty tasting. The different types of alcohol that was able to get smuggled in and made illegally was so bad that they would have to use the soda. And Coca-Cola was around then to kind of mix things up a little bit so people could drink it down and could taste it. So the art of mixed drinks occurred, according to Rick from Pawn Stars, from the Prohibition, which was kind of interesting. All right, now they say smokers usually will get worse hangovers because of the nicotine. They may smoke more when they're drinking, then they have more nicotine withdrawal the next day. That's an idea. Okay, and then genetics. Some people, they just get bad hangovers, other people don't. I had some friends who never were ever hungover, never had a hangover. Yet me, I mean, I'd look at my mother and get a headache. You know, not that my mother would give me a headache, it just, you know, I would get headaches. Weight. They say the less one weighs, the more that person will feel the effects of the alcohol. That's kind of a no-brainer. They say age. The older you are, the more likely to have a severe hangover. I am 41 and a half. I'm not going to risk it. This is usually not a factor because we tend to take it a little easier. Oh, that's right. As older folk, we do take it easy. I mean, keep in mind, I am going to be at a party tonight with some colleagues, right? The last thing I want to do is make a complete jerk out of myself in front of my colleagues. Now, true, I do make a jerk out of myself every time I do get behind a microphone, especially since I like to sing, so I need to be careful. All right. Then, do some people get a hangover? Right? Because of psychological reasons. Do they wake up the next day? They see who they slept with. They realize what they did. And they now feel like crap. All right? That could be it too. Okay? And then, you know, let me see if I could give you guys some quick advice. USA Today has some advice. All right? When they talked about drinking, was it USA Today? Yeah. How to cure a hangover. Drink lots and lots and lots and lots of water. We talked about that. But in addition, USA Today says that some flat ginger ale will help smooth your stomach. If you get some juice with some vitamin C, that'll help replenish your energy. That would be for the next day. They say avoid coffee and the booze. They said caffeine will further dehydrate you and could aggravate your stomach, making you feel more queasy. All right? Let's say, now, some people, when we talked about this, I think I opened it up, what is your cure for a hangover? Which, by the way, I would still love. I mean, even if New Year's is over, I would still love to hear what your cure for a hangover is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But some of you had said you drink the next day. If you drink alcohol the next day, it helps you with your hangover. No. No. Because again, you're gonna have the dehydrate, you're just prolonging the inevitable. Okay? They say eat. You need to eat, but you shouldn't binge. Sometimes crackers and toast can boost the blood sugar quickly that could have dipped while you were drinking and help fatigue or overall weakness. This is a tip from the Mayo Clinic. They say pretzels and a banana to replace the salt and the potassium lost through urinating. Remember, alcohol causes you to urinate a lot, right? Even public urinate. So you want to replenish a lot of the salts that you lost. Okay, got to be careful with the grease. Last week we talked about asparagus. Recent studies say asparagus alleviates hangover symptoms because of their amino acids and minerals. Plus, even though it is a diuretic, it'll help, I guess, urinate some of the toxins that the alcohol left. Artichokes, they say, could also help. Both of them, I think, sound disgusting, but they say artichokes do stop bloating and nausea. All right. They say start moving, getting your body working. They say you got to get your metabolism up. This is according to Thomas Talman, a Cleveland Clinic physician and emergency medicine. They say sports drinks, fruit juice, honey can help burn the alcohol more quickly, and exercise. If you could force yourself to get moving, do some light cardio or yoga classes if you guys are hungover. All right. And then you may need to get some sleep. Maybe take another, maybe get some extra sleep. Now, some of you will head to the lore tab. Be very, very careful with your pain relievers. But yes, we do have anti-inflammatories. I am a little nervous about the acetaminophen. And the reason why is because, you know, you already taxed your liver pretty good. And now you're going to be taking acetaminophen, which is in Tylenol. So kind of be careful. And your NSAIDs, your anti-inflammatories like Motrin and Advil and Aleve, that can hurt you as well. All right, guys. And don't forget to stop smoking because of the nicotine. All right, guys. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. I'll talk about Hillary Clinton and the blood clot on this special New Year's edition.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in on this special New Year's Eve broadcast. Even though we're live, it's still New Year's Eve, and it's special because I get to play with my noisemakers. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials and is here on a holiday for me to do my show. Thank you, Scott. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know many of us did not get the day off, and I don't know. I mean, you know, for me as a doctor, I have to be open because, it, people get sick. It's right before the holiday, you know. And you know, we kind of have a society now that is used to 24/7. Now, true, I live in Vegas, and being in Las Vegas, I mean, there's always places to eat. Christmas Day, the casinos were slammed. There were lines out the door for the buffet, right? Because you could get some real darn good food at the casinos Christmas Eve if you have nobody cooking for you or nobody to cook for you. So, you know, we kind of live in a 24/7 type of town already. But, you know, many of you guys, yeah, you know, the kind of whole city shuts down, you know, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. But no, not for us. So for me, it's just normal for me to work, and I like it. People are busy. They need to get their medicines. They have their UTIs. They have their colds. They have their flu. That's what I'm here for. But there was no way I wasn't going to do radio. All right. A lot of interesting stuff happening and kind of some scary stuff. Hillary Clinton has remained in a New York hospital today after she was admitted last night for the treatment of a blood clot. Now, the State Department issued a statement yesterday saying the blood clot was found during a follow-up exam for a concussion Clinton suffered several weeks ago. The spokesperson declined to give any specifics about where the blood clot was, but did say Clinton's doctor will assess her condition and determine if any further action is required. She is being treated with blood thinners and anticoagulants at New York Presbyterian Hospital. They're going to monitor her at least through tomorrow. So she is going to be spending New Year's in the hospital. Now, this is not the first time Hillary Clinton has experienced a blood clot. Secretary of State Clinton did sustain a blood clot back in 1998. It was behind her left knee. She was rushed to Bethesda Naval Hospital after doctors diagnosed her. They say, you know, she does have an increased chance for blood clot if she has had one in the past. You see, what this tells me is she has an underlying clotting disorder. All right, you know, the news has been saying Hillary Clinton most likely got this clot because she had a concussion 3 weeks ago. All right, something doesn't sound right to me. From what I understand with her concussion, she didn't need to go to the hospital. She didn't need to get CAT scanned. Everything was fine. Or if she did go to the hospital, it was only for a few hours, was able to go home. Everything was okay. So it's not like she was bedridden for a significant amount of time. Now, what causes blood clots? Okay? Well, blood clots happen when blood sits, right? And as most of you know, any of you that have ever had a, you know, like you'll have like a wound that'll bleed and you, will go, okay, well, let me see, you know, how quickly it dries. And then it starts to clot pretty quickly. Blood will start to clot pretty quickly. Well, if you have a type of situation where you're not going to be moving or you're going to be immobile, the blood has a chance to sit, become static, start to clot. Okay? So, people that are in the hospital long term, people who have had surgery, pregnant women not only are at increased risk for clot just because they're pregnant, but also if they can't move as much, truck drivers at high risk for blood clots. If you are on birth control pills, if you're a diabetic, if you have high blood pressure, if you have heart problems, all put you at risk for blood clots. We've talked about atrial fibrillation, where the heart has an abnormal fibrillation of its electrical pulse. So instead of beating ba-boom, ba-boom, and your heart getting a nice full pump, it's like ba-boom, 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 like that. And so your blood will settle because it's not getting pumped out. You could form a clot. All right. Of course, we already talked about surgery. Now, stroke. Stroke could also put you at risk for a clot because sometimes half of your body can't move. So we give you blood thinners to try to thin out the blood and try to break up the clot. This could also be very scary in and of itself because now we're anticoagulating you. And if you get into a car accident, right, or if you get shot, you're going to bleed a heck of a lot easier and a heck of a lot faster than you would if you had all your clotting factors. But again, why are these clots dangerous? Well, these blood clots are dangerous because they could cut off blood supply. They could cut off, you know, air travel. They, you know, these clots, they could become very thick. And as they do scrape up other blood vessels, that could cause more clots. So then where is Hillary Clinton's clot and why did this happen to her? Apparently 3 weeks ago she had a stomach virus, allegedly, became sick, dehydrated, fainted. They say when she fainted, she hit her head, suffered a concussion. Now she has been out of the media's eye. Many people think it's because of the Benghazi hearings. Other people think because she probably sustained such a laceration, she can't be in front of cameras. So she's hiding from the cameras. I don't know. Again, it's all speculation here. We don't know. But what we do know is the media likes to minimize things a lot. right? And the media also likes to manipulate things. So did we ever get the full story of what happened? And now rumors did start to circulate, especially in Europe, that Hillary Clinton had a tumor. And because she had a tumor, that's why she was dizzy. Now, you know, the myths were dispelled. There were no reports that could confirm it. But now rumors are starting to resurface because she was found to somewhat have a clot. Now, being a patient that has cancer can put you at risk for blood clots as well. Now, I'm not saying she has cancer. There's no reports to prove this. These were rumors that were circulating weeks ago on why she would have lost consciousness and possibly hit her head. That's why we always scan the head. We always scan to make sure there's no stroke, no tumor, etc. And from what we understand, she was doing fine. Everything was great. Chelsea Clinton was already starting to work on her campaign. I know Hillary said she wasn't going to run in 2016, but rumors have it that Chelsea was already starting to work on her campaign. So we figured everything was great. That's fine. Now she's being hospitalized for a blood clot. Now, could it have been the same blood clot from 1998? Most likely no. No. But if a person is inclined to do blood clot, to have blood clots, I always urge, even if there was a reason for it, you were on a plane for 8 hours, you just had surgery, you had been pregnant, I always run a hypercoagulability panel. All right, APL or AML before it turned to Quest used to be a panel 375. And basically it looks at antithrombin 3, factor 5 lead-in, all sorts of and aspects to your coagulation pathway to see if you are more at risk for blood clots. If you are, you need to be watched closely. Sometimes they'll put you on an aspirin, sometimes they'll actually keep you on blood thinners depending on how bad your previous clot was. Many people, they'll get a blood clot in their leg after they go on anticoagulants. I've seen some doctors take you off after 6 months, because remember, being on anticoagulants could put you at risk in and of itself. But if you have an aspect of your coagulability pathway that is off and is going to predispose you to a clot quicker than somebody else, you people need to be identified and probably not go on hormones like postmenopausal estrogen, not be on birth control pill, not sit for prolonged settings without your doctor having you on some sort of aspirin or watching you somehow. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to go on aspirin. I don't know about your gastroenterology. I don't know about your stomach lining and if your stomach lining can take it, but these are things that need to be looked at. So as far as I'm concerned, anybody that's ever had a blood clot, she should have immediately had a hypercoagulability profile to see if she was at risk. And if she was at risk, then anytime something does happen that, you know, causes you to be bedridden for a period of time, you're already put on some sort of, prophylaxis or preventative measure. As we get more information, we'll keep you posted. Of course, our prayers are with her and her family. I mean, blood clots could be pretty, pretty scary. And we'll keep you posted as we get more information. All right, don't go away. It is December 31st, 42 minutes past the hour, 1-877 Doc Dolly. Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy New Year's. I love, you know what? I'm going to be playing these all the way till February. Oh, my gosh, this is fun. Hey, you know what? It's better than me singing. If you all had to sit here and listen to me singing, you'd be turned off the radio. At least with this, you guys are like, ah, you know, maybe she'll come up with something to, you know, worth listening to after she's finished blowing for Noisemakers. Again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. Over the holiday, I will still tweet and keep you guys posted on news. Like, for example, President George Bush Sr. has been graduated out of the ICU intensive care and into a regular room. He's doing better. As I get news like that, I definitely want to keep you guys posted. Always good to know what's going on, especially if we get any more information on fiscal cliff and deals, etc. There's always news that happens on the holidays, so make sure you are following me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. Also, you could follow me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess it's Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Get your information there. Luckily, the Twitter and the Facebook are linked. Some of you guys are finding me on LinkedIn. That's great. Glad to see you there. That's awesome. Problem is LinkedIn doesn't connect anymore to Facebook. So I guess as I post, it, you aren't getting all my news, I'm finding out. So I'm sorry about that. I'll try to figure out how to connect, or I'll just post twice. I mean, you know, I'm on the computer enough. If you have any medical questions, you know you can reach me. All right. And how you can reach me is you could email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. That is our website. You got a burning question, you could go ahead and ask me. Now, keep in mind, you know, I still do have a family. So if you guys are having chest pain, don't sit there and wait for an answer to come back immediately. All right. I don't have anything that, you know, hits my phone by any means. And of course, I like to let my crew be off for New Year's Day. So God forbid you have chest pain, you got to go to the ER. Don't let any communication with me prevent you from going to an emergency room or calling 911 if you need it. But if there are some issues that you have questions on, you can't get a hold of your doctor, I am here for you. That's what I do, and I'll answer to the best of my ability without having seen you as a patient, okay? You can also call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That is our answer line for the show. We will play your call on the next live show. Keep in mind with your calls, if they aren't the best, shall we say, quality, and we can't play them on air because it's like, and you can't hear anything, we can't play those, okay? I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you or that the question is too hard. No question is too hard for me. I even know when you guys try to stump me with some fake stuff. So, Dr. Dahlia, in the 1997 Journal of American Medical Association, Volume 11, can you please explain to me what page 11 was trying to describe when they discussed the... No, don't be giving me that kind of stuff, okay? You don't need me for that. Now, Michelle writes, Dr. Dahlia, do you think the Hillary Clinton hospitalization is a cover-up? No, I don't. No, people, look, I don't. I mean, look, I know we are first to be wary of what's going on in the government, okay? I think we've all learned that we don't get the full story from the government, all right? We get that. I know. But no. I think she's really sick, unfortunately. I think she really has something going on. If there was going to be any form of a cover-up, Hillary Clinton would not want to look sick. Remember, she wants to run for president in 2016. The one thing that would really nail you in an upcoming presidential election is the thought that you could be sick. You know, already being a woman trying to run for president, you're already up against many obstacles because people could think if you're menopausal, you're hormonal, or your bones are thin, or whatever people think menopausal women have that's wrong with them. I don't understand it. Men have, you know, osteoporosis as well, and men have hormone issues, but still, women already have enough from a medical standpoint being an obstacle to them, you know, forwarding themselves into the White House. You would think that she would be minimizing any of the health issues. Now, that's what I thought 3 weeks ago. I thought whatever happened to her was highly minimized. I thought whatever happened was. Now, I didn't think she had cancer or anything, but I figured, you know, for a woman who was kind of stepping back from Secretary of State so she could start getting ready to gear up, you know, for the next election, I thought, I didn't think she was trying to avoid the Benghazi thing because she already admitted that she was at blame. Nobody blamed her, but she took the blame already. So I don't know, you know, I mean, it is kind of ironic, you know, we're still going through the Benghazi hearings and, you know, figuring out what went wrong and who's to blame, et cetera. But what was kind of interesting was her departure from being Secretary of State hoping that, you know, the next, whether it be John Kerry or et cetera, you know, take over. And then, this happened around the time of Benghazi. But I thought more so, she was suffering from something. All right. She had some malady, just, it was being minimized. Now her being hospitalized for a blood clot, again, they're trying to minimize it, and that's where I would think the media would err on, minimizing to make her look strong and still able to run later, as opposed to saying, I guess embellishing a sickness for her to cover up anything for Benghazi. So, no, I don't think that's a cover-up. I think something's wrong, something's up. And she needs some medical treatment. And, you know, I wish the best for her. We don't wish ill on anybody. Whether politically you guys are worried about her running or not, we want her to get better as soon as possible. Blood clot is a very, very scary time. Now, what's going on in terms of minimum wage workers? It looks like 10 states will get a pay boost come tomorrow. They say workers in Rhode Island will see their paychecks grow the most, an average of $510 a year for the average worker, according to the National Employment Law Project, a nonprofit advocacy group. The state has enacted a law in June raising its minimum wage 35 cents to $7.75 an hour. In 9 other states, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Missouri, Montana, Ohio, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, minimum wage will jump 10 to 15 cents an hour, translating to an extra $190 to $410 per year on average. They say the increases in these states are the result of state indexing laws that require automatic annual adjustments to keep pace with rising living costs. Oh, okay. I don't know if they're going to keep pace, because I am predicting a huge inflation. But they say if you don't do this, the lowest wage earners are going backwards. They say an estimated 855,000 workers will be directly affected by the wage changes. This has nothing to do with fiscal cliff. These are states that are going to, 10 states that are going to be increasing their minimum wage. I'm not sure what's happening with the other 20 states. An estimated 855,000 workers will be directly affected by the wage changes, while another 140,000 are projected to be indirectly affected by changes as employers adjust their pay scales to accommodate the new minimum. In new hourly rates will range from $7.35 in Missouri and $9.19 in Washington State. Washington State, you know, has the highest minimum wage, $9.19. True, it's expensive to live in Washington, but $9.19 is minimum wage. They say workers may not notice much of the change in their paychecks. If lawmakers do not extend the payroll tax, first enacted in 2010, without the tax cut in place, workers would pay 6.2% instead of 4.2%. Okay, so yeah, we probably should talk about a little bit more about what would happen fiscal cliff. From what I understand, now, keep in mind, I mean, I'm live every morning. Many of you listen to the show delayed, so there's a chance there may be some half-assed deal that was put together haphazardly in the hours between I air this and you listening. But from what we understand, what may be an option is them kicking the can down the road for another couple months and the IRS allowing 2012 tax rates for 2013. So some of your paychecks next week or the week after may have 2012 tax rates if they can't get their act together with the fiscal cliff. All right, guys, another hour coming up. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Please have a healthy and safe New Year's. God bless.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.